The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, the concept of teachers taking a career break has been under scrutiny in recent months due to the teacher shortage in the country. Some say that career breaks ensure that teachers will return, and if you take them off the payroll, they might say goodbye for good to the thousands who flock to Dubai and Australia every year. However, others have raised the point that allowing teachers to keep their posts for years at a time while classrooms cry out for help may be sheer stupidity. Joining me to talk about this is Ian O'Doherty, journalist with the Irish Independent, and Simon Lewis, primary school principal and host of If I Were the Minister for Education podcast. Good morning to you both. Now, we'll start with you, Ian. What's your reaction to the outcry, really, that these breaks can be, if you like, just a little bit too long and maybe a little bit too soon into the teacher's career before they head off?
Well, I can certainly understand the frustration of parents who've seen their children lose effectively 2 years of their education already because of lockdown. And now they're going to understaffed schools. I think it's two-thirds of the primary schools in Dublin and a quarter of them around the nation don't have a full complement of teaching staff. And that's because there's more than 3,000 teachers on a career break. Now, I want to stress, I don't think any of us really have any problem with a teacher taking a one-year break. There's plenty of other professions that afford that privilege to people as well. But the idea of taking a five-year career break, that's just taking liberties. And, I mean, part of the whole farcical nature of the debate about the teachers taking a career break was that when Norma Foley last year, the Minister for Education, when she was suggested last year that she was going to clamp down on the practice, it was immediately pointed out that she herself is a teacher who's on a five-year career break. So whatever moral authority she might have had to impose on the teachers was automatically gone.
Before you carry on with that just for a second, I mean, if someone is doing the state some service by being a minister in the cabinet, that's reasonable. You're at the mercy of the electorate. If they don't like you, you're dumped the next time. And yet, you know, we value the service that some teachers have brought us over the years as they served in government.
Yeah, but look, as far as I'm concerned, and as far as a lot of people are concerned, a five-year career break, regardless of the circumstances, is simply too long. You can't, nobody in the private sector could take that amount of time and expect the same job to be held open for them. And the problem is that in the schools is that they can't offer a supply teacher a professional contract because somebody is still out in this. Now, as I said, I'm not bashing the teachers, right? I mean, and particularly when it comes to the one-year career break, I think, yeah, that's fair enough. But I just think a lot of people look askance at the idea of being able to take 5 years off.
Now, I've looked at your bets.
Yeah,
I've looked at the scheme, and you only have to be a teacher in the classroom with a contract of employment for a year before you can begin to take career breaks. And it's at the, I suppose, the behest of the principal whether or not it's allowed. And then you can go on up to 5 years, extending and extending. But if you want to get the 10 years, you got to come back and you have to work the same amount of years that you've been away for. You've got to work those years before you can ask again. Do you know what I mean? To get the 10 years, you do 5 years in Dubai, 5 years back home, 5 years in Dubai.
Nice deal if you can get it, isn't it?
Absolutely. But I'm not sure how many people actually do that. But there is the capacity to get up to 10 years in your teaching career, which might last 40 years or whatever, or less than 40 years. You can take 10 years of that on career breaks.
Yeah, I think, again, most people would just think that's, to put it politely, taking liberties. And that's to put it very politely.
Okay, now Simon is listening, and he is a school principal, a primary school principal, and host of the podcast If I Were the Minister for Education. Simon, what's your take on this?
Hiya, Pat. Good to talk to you again. I mean, there's I suppose two sides to the argument in a way, and I don't have particularly strong feelings on this one. I think people take on jobs that have particular advantages and disadvantages. I know teachers have the advantage of more holidays, let's say, than other professions, and we also have this career break scheme, which I think is open to other sectors as well. But, you know, there's other sides to the job. It's a very inflexible job and so on as well. To be honest, I think while we're in a teacher shortage, we, you know, people will probably say, oh, gosh, we need to close down these advantages, you know, such as being able to leave the country and teach in another country. But I mean, people, I suppose the reason for the career breaks there in the first place, I suppose, is to, you know, teaching is a predominantly female profession. A lot of women want to raise children, you know, the first few years of their career. As you mentioned, you have people who want to go into politics. There's plenty of other reasons why people want to take that break. And yes, you know, the job is there for them when they come back. But in the meantime, you know, it's not that someone can't get a contract. I mean, you can get a temporary contract and you can get...
Yeah, but that's no good to you. If you're just coming out of college and you want to be a teacher and you have no ambitions to be in Australia or Dubai or whatever it might be, and you're looking at this job, which is there, but there's the ghost of the teacher in Dubai is occupying that job, you can never get permanence.
Well, you actually can after 2 years. If there's on the third year, you're entitled to a contract of indefinite duration.
But not in that job, not in that school necessarily.
Not necessarily, but I mean, you wouldn't. I mean, the days of permanent jobs are kind of over in teaching. When I was qualifying, it was expected. There's no such thing as permanent jobs anymore.
I beg your pardon. Teaching is a permanent pensionable job.
But it's very hard to get a permanent pensionable job these days out of college or even after. Most things happen because of this panel system that's in place, which has nothing to do with career breaks. And most people are getting jobs through the contract of indefinite duration rather than, you know, just apply applications. If you look at during the summer when teaching jobs are going out, there'll be very, very few of them that are permanent.
And why would that be? Answer, because all the teachers who have those permanent jobs are away. Simple. isn't that the answer, the short answer?
No, it's actually because this supplementary panel is the answer to that question. That came in a number of years ago, teachers are able to build up kind of days and weeks and of substitute work, and they're accounted towards this magical, you know, I can't remember the exact figure, but, you know, 300 odd days. And once they've completed those 300 odd days, they're entitled to a contract of indefinite duration. But, you know,
that is a permanent job, a contract of indefinite duration, which, you know, has all the PRSI advantages, I suppose, because you have to offer those now. So that is a permanent job once you get this contract of indefinite duration. You keep it for as long as you like.
Yes. And in a way, career breaks help teachers to get into that situation, you know, because they're covering those days. So if someone's on a 1 year career break, that's 182 days for a temporary teacher to reach their magical figure to get this contract.
But maybe I should let Ian make these arguments, but I'm just thinking this is a bit daft that, you know, you build up your entitlement to a job by doing a few days here, a few days there. How you keep body and soul together while you're only getting a few days here and a few days there, I don't know. Meantime, a whole pile of fully qualified teachers who've got permanent pensionable jobs are off somewhere around the world gallivanting.
Yeah, I mean, look, I wouldn't disagree with you that on your first point about it being daft. I probably disagree with you on the gallivanting aspect of things. I think people take career breaks for different reasons, and they're probably going to take them anyway. If you're in a situation where there's a teacher shortage, getting rid of career breaks isn't going to stop people from taking breaks. People leave the profession for lots and lots of other reasons and don't necessarily take career breaks. Mm. And again, most schools where there's a huge shortage of teachers, they're actually saying no to teachers, much like in the, you know, nurses would probably be texting and saying it, like they've applied for career breaks and they don't get them. It really depends on the board of management that's in the school.
Your belief that if you don't get the career break you apply for, that you go anyway and that teacher therefore will be lost to the profession, or is that permanent job or contract of indefinite duration such a gold dust item that if you tell them no, well, they'll stick with it because they daren't you lose that permanence?
Teachers will take that risk. Particularly the younger they are, the more they'll take that risk, and it's, you know, the majority of the people are probably going to want to travel if that's the reason, or if they want to raise their family, or they'll take the hit. They'll and that seems to be the general consensus from what I'm hearing, that because there's so many jobs out there, sure, if they go off for a year, there'll be a job waiting for them when they come back, and they'll just build up this time, whatever they do. It is a peculiar system. I won't disagree with you on it, but I don't think You know, just getting rid of career breaks is actually going to fix the problem. You know, there's
Ian. Ian O'Doherty.
I think, and your other guest, very reasonable, but I think a lot of people, particularly those working in the private sector, will just be really kicking themselves that they didn't go into teacher training college, because it just seems such a system that's sort of really loaded in their favour. But again, I go back to the point, and I know you kind of didn't agree with me ever. I mean, taking 5 years for a career break is just ridiculous. You know, whatever about 1 year. Taking five, you know, no. I think most people would...
No, my only caveat there was if you're working, you know, as a government person, an elected individual, where you've no security of job, and yet you're doing something which we are supposed to value, the work of our politicians. But, you know, if you want to go
of,
off...
Lots of politicians come from the private sector and they just actually leave their job to go into politics. And they, I know a couple of them, when they lose their seats, they're in trouble, you know. Mm. But they're prepared. They're prepared to take the risk. And that's something that, regardless of what party or political stripe they have, we should all respect them. We should admire their commitment to democracy in this country, rather than just basically saying, right, well, I'll run for the Dáil, and sure, if I get kicked out after the first election, I still have a job to go back to.
Some of the comments coming in, what happens with the teacher's pension if they take a career break and lose time in building up their pension? Do you know the answer to that, Simon, if they take 5 or 10 years off?
Yeah, they lose the right to pension.
Isn't there a facility, though, where they can continue to contribute in their absence?
That is a possibility, and some do that all right. But the facility there was changed back in the recession to make that a little bit less easy to do. That is a possibility.
Gardaí can take a career break, but you're not guaranteed the same spot on return. You go where the vacancy is. Another one, a lot of teachers now apply for career breaks due to a lack of childcare. Impossible to get childcare for babies under 1 year of age, and then exorbitant costs if you have more than one in childcare. So this is why a lot of teachers are going on career breaks, literally to have their families. Career breaks should be capped at 2 years. Career breaks should just be for women who want to care for their children at home. That should be a priority for the needs of babies and children. That's from Laura. I know Gardaí who looked for a 1 year career break, two who looked for it after a serious assault while on duty and were refused. But teachers, it appears, can take them willy nilly. That's absolutely ridiculous. This one, does time spent on a career break count as pensionable service? And are you off the PRSI radar in terms of stamps during the break? The pensionable service, as I said, you could contribute. That's part of the scheme, but it may be difficult to do that now. What about the PRSI, Simon?
I don't know the answer to that, Pat. Sorry, I'm not sure about that one.
Okay. In your experience, Simon, as a principal, have people applied for career breaks and you've said no?
I suppose I'm lucky that I haven't had to refuse a career break because, again, where I am, we've an abundance of teachers around who can cover those, can cover the time. So I kind of feel personally, if I can cover the career break, I don't see any reason to object. So far so good.
Okay, so what happens when you someone gets a career break, and it could be 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 years? You have to be asked for an extension, and they have to apply in due time for the following academic year to make sure that there is cover, and also, you know, they have to tell when they're coming back. But suppose you have an absolutely brilliant young teacher who takes over from the absentee, and then you have to let them go at the end and say, oh my God, we're going to lose Miss this or Ms. this or Mr. that. And, oh God, we'd love to keep them, but this is our teaching allowance. We have a full complement when Mr. X or Ms. Y comes back from their leave. What then?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I'm facing that at the moment, actually, and it's just part of the deal. I mean, we're looking to have an abundance of great teachers in the country, so you're going to have you're going to be losing people to other schools, but they do have the safety net of this panel I was talking to you about before, which gives them similar to your text you said about the Gardaí, you're not necessarily going to be stationed in the same school. You will be stationed in a school where there's permanent. So today the panel came out actually as coincidentally, so that there's 247 jobs in the country which teachers who have been finishing someone else's career break can find a job in. So there's
But they might have to go to Hell or to Connacht to get a job.
There's systems there as well that they don't have to try. They can stay within, driving distance. I mean, it's a good system. I mean, for to be a teacher, I mean, Ian's right. You know, it is a good system. I mean, we don't have some of the advantages that are now available to people like working from home and things like that. I'm not saying that we should. I'm just saying that the jobs, every job is different, and every job has its advantages and disadvantages.
If I hear teachers saying they want to work from home, I will eat my hat. Do you know what I mean? That, oh, we can't work remotely. What kind of a job did you think teaching was? Do you know, during the pandemic, you had some teachers who worked brilliantly remotely and then other teachers who didn't really participate very much at all. But the idea that a teacher should be complaining, I can't work remotely, that really defies logic.
I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is that we know that's the job, and so far as that if I went into a different career that might be open to me, it isn't in teaching. You know that when you get into it, but you also know that you have the option to have a career break, or you have
Ian, final words from you. What should we do? Should we reform it dramatically?
Well, get rid of the extended break for a start. I think that's first and foremost the thing. The problem is, and as I said at the top, you've got very frustrated parents whose children have lost virtually 2 years of their education. And now you have equally frustrated parents who are sending their kids to schools that are understaffed. So the way to do that is to keep more teachers and to get more teachers in. I mean, it's really not that difficult a concept to grasp. You know, and as Simon said, we have an abundance of teachers here. So why then do we still have understaffed schools?
And the answer being that there, thousands of them are away and do intend to come back. I mean, they haven't...
Well, there's nearly 3,500 teachers currently on a career break.
Yeah.
So, that's a fair amount.
I wonder how it compares to other sectors like the Gardaí and the nursing profession and the civil service, all of whom have these kind of perks available to them.
We'd have to talk to them. But the thing is, because teaching is such a visible role, they've got 25 or 30 kids in front of them. I do think, far be for me to say that they have a moral obligation, but I do think there's a certain duty of care to your kids and to your pupils. If you want to take the year, but taking any more than that, as I said, it's just really, I think it's just taking liberties, and it's depriving somebody else of a full-time professional pensionable job.
We leave it there. Ian O'Doherty, journalist with the Irish Independent. Simon Lewis, primary school principal and host of the podcast If I Were the Minister for Education. Thank you both very much.
Your chance to win big. News Talk's Cash Machine.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.